Mike and John went to Bolzano. Why would they do that?
I don't know. I guess they hate us.
Just because we're fat.
Hello, everybody.
Well done, Brett.
Well done, Mario.
We have an awesome voice.
That was we're like Ebony and Ivory.
I guess we learned like from the best.
Two Ivories. So, speaking of the best, Mario knows best, but Mike's the best, and Mike's in Italy with John. So, we're going to talk about a few things today. One, where is Mike? Two, Mike's physical
appearance.
Three, what is Mike going to say when he hears this? So this is like kind of a pirate radio kind of thing, right,
kind
Mario?
Of.
Where we're just kind of like taking over. Usually, like, Mike is so controlling.
Right.
He would like never let us near the feed. To
not
like
at all.
Upload.
We cannot touch the computer.
It's like
it's Mike stuff.
Yeah. So we just decided to do this anyways. And yeah, Mike, we have the passwords.
By the way,
Brent,
did you notice that there is no sexy voice today?
No. Okay.
There is no like, hello, welcome everybody.
Hi everybody. Welcome to this episode 7.5.
I'm all muscles.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that. Well, that's under point number two. And then me and Mario have a little contest in the meantime until Mike comes back. And then I thought maybe we could talk about things that Mike hates.
We can.
Okay. So first thing, where is Mike? So Mike and John went to Bolzano, as we mentioned.
Right.
Which is in Italy. Apparently it's
technically.
It's one of the places that, not one of the places in Italy that Mario respects, because it's not the one place that Mario comes from. Right, Mario?
No, I don't come from there, so.
So, it's horrible. Awful. Oh my God.
I'm just saying that they are in Italy, but they don't want to be Italian. They spit in the dish they eat. That's what we say in Italian.
They what?
They spit in the dish they eat. Which means that you don't respect where you're coming from.
Okay.
Because they're in Italy, but they want to be German.
Okay.
But they're in Italy, so unfortunately.
So are these the like the tall German Italian girls that you were talking about? Is that so Mike and John might, okay, so first of all, let's skip to number three, okay? So what's Mike gonna say? So he's gonna like see this that there's a podcast in the feed for some reason.
He'd be like, what?
And what? Yeah. And then
he's gonna say that this sounds awful.
Yeah. First he's gonna say it sounds awful, then he's gonna listen to it and it's gonna be funny. And then because he's negative nuncio, he's gonna be like, oh, I guess you guys don't need me.
You ruined
like,
everything.
Yeah, fine. Why don't you guys just do it like you two all the time and forget about me?
I know. We're actually thinking about it right now.
I know.
If you get more listeners with this one.
Who needs a mixer and good microphones?
I know.
I think we sound great.
We sound perfect.
Yeah.
We have both, a perfect voice.
Yeah. We both wore purple.
We don't
today.
Need to make a sexy voice when we talk.
Yeah, I don't need to. So he might be with those girls hanging out like right now.
What if he comes back married?
So he's on like an Italian safari?
You kind of.
Yeah.
They don't have animals over there.
He might come
back
married.
He went to the place where apples grow.
He was hoping to come back married, right?
He would come back with an apple, probably.
That's what he told you. An Hawaiian apple.
Yeah, because that's where they grow apples.
Really?
In that area over there, yeah.
Okay. Maybe he really likes apples.
We talked about potatoes. This year's going to be about apples.
Okay, we could do that.
Yeah.
I like apples. Apples make my throat a little itchy.
Oh my word, you're turning like Mike. Everything makes his throat itchy.
Really?
Yeah, he's allergic to everything.
Maybe that's why he talks sexy.
Probably.
My voice, my throat is itchy, so I have to talk sexy.
Probably.
I think we should just, so this would be like a roast of Mike. We'll just make fun of, you know what a roast is, Mario?
No.
When they say roast?
I just thought roast is the thing that you ate. Is that
like a pork roast?
Yeah.
A pot roast? Yeah. No, like, so a roast.
So you
want
to roast Mike? He's not fat.
No. Yeah.
It would not be good.
It's too lean. He's too lean.
It's too lean.
It's just all lean. No, like a roast is when they, like on TV, I think they do this on like Comedy Central. They'll take like a famous person and then look at all these other famous people to get together and just make fun of that person the whole night.
And they will roast them?
Yes. Yes.
We'll roast you, Mike.
Italian roast.
There you go.
There we go. Okay. So this is the Italian roast of Mike and John. We can roast John too because they're together on safari in northern Italy.
For
giraffes.
It worked.
Okay.
Anyways.
I'm drinking coffee. Mike doesn't let me do that.
No, we can't.
Right.
We're not allowed to eat.
When
we
he's
to
here.
Do anything. When
I know. He was so... Remember after the last episode when he was like so mad at you? He like freaked out on you for that like
M&M. When I was chewing the M&M's? Yeah. I mean, we're not allowed to talk.
He flipped the table. Look, I don't even know how.
Remember the anger coming out of his face because his parents were making noise in the background?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, but this is what I was thinking, right? Because you know how he's like so Mike is...
Ripped.
Jacked.
So muscles. I mean,
just beyond belief. I was thinking, so Mike is kind of like...
He doesn't have a gram of fat like us.
No. He's like 99.9% not body fat.
Lean, like a burger.
Yeah.
It's like those 99-1, whatever, the burger thing.
On the 99 cent
menu. No, you know when you go buy the ground meat that it's like you have to choose the percentage or whatever?
I don't.
You never bought meat?
No, hardly ever. So, anyways. Okay, so his like his physique, right, which is ridiculous.
His shoulders are ripped.
Yeah, his shoulders. I mean, they're like...
It can snap you in half.
You know, he's kind of like those...
Every time he eggs me, I'm kind of afraid.
You know those balloon poodles? Where they like, where somebody like the guy would blow like
a big long
balloon and then twist it up like
and make a dog.
That's Mike's muscles. Yeah. Like, so his shoulder would be like one big inflated balloon twisted at the joints. He's kind of like the Hulk in like mid transition. So you know how like he starts off and he's like this regular guy, right? And
then so eventually he's gonna wake up.
Hulks out and he turns out like huge and green. So Mike's like in the middle where he's jacked but not green. You know,
right? In reality, we're talking, but we're just jealous.
No.
I am.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe you're right.
I took out of jealousy.
I think, see, I might be that jacked too.
I wish my fat was there muscles.
I just can't see it.
I know I have muscles on the meters and meters of fat.
Yeah, you know, we might
find some muscles.
Yeah. We might all be just as jacked as
him. You have to dig out. You have to find the muscles in us.
That's right.
So Mikey's fat is like so perfect that everybody can see it right away.
I know. And you know what else is like I hate? It's that he eats ice cream all the time.
I know. Yeah. Mike has to have at least a bucket of ice cream after a meal.
Yeah.
And if we go out to eat and he already ate, he has to have ice cream.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
If I eat like an ounce of ice cream, I get 50 pounds and I have diabetes. He just gets more ripped every time he eats more ice cream.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. It's like spinach for him. So do you think Mike will come back?
I think so.
Yeah. Unless he does like settle down out there and...
Find a girl and you're married now?
Yeah.
You're talking about...
You know what he... So this is what he hates, right? Because did you know that he hates, like, the whole idea of love at first sight? Mm-hmm. Have you ever... You've heard him talk about this?
I heard something about it.
Yeah. Yeah, like... Okay, so one time we were together and someone told a story about this couple. Like, oh, they just met on this tour and then, you know, they just fell in love instantly. And then, you know, Negative Nuncio is just like, what? That's ridiculous, you know. And then, like, how could they fall in love? You know, they don't even know each other. And he just hated it. He was just like...
You should learn, like, what somebody says.
Yeah.
You should marry somebody first and then get to know them.
Yeah. Is that your philosophy?
No, it's not mine. But somebody told me. Told us. Actually, I think they told them.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody told them.
And he was...
You should get married first and then you get to know them. That's a good technique, I think.
I think it is.
Yeah. And I know one thing that Mike said. People that are late.
The what?
One thing that Mike's hate. Mike's hates? Why are you laughing at me?
That Mike hates.
Hates?
Yeah, you said...
Mike hates? Yeah. I forgot the H.
You said one thing that Mike's hates. Or Mike's hate.
That should be so like good.
Everybody named Mike hates this.
Oh. Anyways, he hates people that are late.
Really?
He always on time.
Yeah, he is.
But I have also, you know, why are you, Brett?
Yeah.
You know, Brett, maybe. I got some ideas of people around.
Oh, that's right. You talk to like literally dozens of people.
Tons.
To see what they thought about Mike.
We chose the best.
Yep. Okay. So should we listen to one now?
I think we should.
Okay. Here we go.
So what do you think about Mike?
So here's the thing. This guy, Mike. Negative Nunzio always thinks that he like knows everything and is better than everyone. Sometimes he like does this look at you and he'll stare at you kind of like without saying like, you're such an idiot. Drives me crazy. And he thinks he's like, you know, so smart just because he's an IT guy and he wears glasses and works out, whatever. But he's not that smart. And he's not all muscles.
Thank you so much.
This is all?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was Brianna. good friend of ours, and yes, the person who coined the phrase negative nuncio. I have to say, you know, pretty much spot on.
Everything. I know, she nailed it.
Except the thing about him not being that jacked.
See?
Yeah.
Skinny people don't get jealous of skinny people. Jello.
That's right. They're okay with it.
Like skinny people don't invite other skinny people, remember?
Yeah, that's why we're sitting here right now together.
You, we're the only one that notice.
Yeah. John and Mike, two skinny guys in Italy, right?
Yeah.
Brett and Mario, sitting in my kitchen.
That's why we're home.
Yeah.
And they're in vacation.
Mm-hmm. No, so, you know, in reality, we just really wanted to say hi to Mike and John.
We do.
Tell you guys how much we love you, how much we miss you.
We do. We really do.
We really do. So, guys.
Even, I think, also Layla misses him, right?
Layla does.
Should we let him hear it?
We're going to play a little clip of that?
Yeah, we should.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know if she does.
I think
maybe we'll be able to tell. Let's see. Layla, what do you think about Mike? Yeah, do you miss him?
Yes, I do.
Now, why?
Because he's in Italy.
Because he's in Italy. But what do you miss about him? Like, what do you like about him?
I like that he comes over to the house to talk about stuff.
Yeah. You guys talk a lot together?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you guys go to dinner once?
Yes.
How did that go?
Where'd
you guys go?
Went the Chinese restaurant.
Really?
Oh, you went to a Chinese restaurant with Mike?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because they're Chinese people.
He doesn't usually spring for Chinese. Yeah.
There are Chinese people there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were Chinese people in the Chinese restaurant?
Yes.
Hmm.
Were they speaking Chinese?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys understand what they were saying?
Yes. I did not understand what they were saying.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so but you love Mike or not?
Yes, I do.
We all love Mike.
Do you want him to come back, him and John, from Italy?
Mm-hmm. I miss my hero, Mike. And I really want you guys to come back soon.
So, yeah, that's
Layla pretty much... Layla said it all.
Yeah, that's how we all feel.
We miss you
guys.
You. Yeah.
Okay, so before me and Mario sign off of our little...
Pirate
mini-cast.
We roasted him, right? Did we?
I think we roasted him pretty good.
Okay, good.
It was a good, solid, bold Italian roast. So we're going to put up a picture of me and Mario when we were driving over here today.
I was driving.
He was driving. I was scared.
No, you weren't.
You guys will see the picture. You be the judge. We're going to put it up on Google+, and you guys have to come up with a caption before we record episode 8. And then the winner will be, I don't know.
Probably our next guest.
Yeah, maybe you could be our next guest.
How about that?
Probably not. We'll do something.
Well, we'll see.
We'll do something. We'll at least mention you. I mean, what else?
You got a shout out.
What more could you want than being mentioned on this
by the
hugely popular show? Yeah.
Mike itself will give you a hug.
Oh, yeah. Mike will do some. Well, Mike will take you to dinner to a Chinese restaurant with actual Chinese people in it.
Okay, so we miss you guys and come back, Mike. We need the third person here.
We miss you.
Bye, guys.
Ciao.
Mike and John went to Bolzano. Why would you do that?
No.
I don't know. I guess they hate us. Just because we're fat.
Why would they do that? It sounds like, why did they do that?